Hey, I got a little monster story for you.
Okay.
Preface it, the guy who told me it, as far as I know, he's really honest. He doesn't run around telling wild stories. This happened a few years ago. He was in Louisiana, or he lives down there. And him and four buddies that night were out with a net in one of the, I guess it was a bayou or whatever. I think they were trying to catch a certain type of fish or frog.
Sure.
Well, they're dragging this net. Now, keep in mind, this is four fairly big guys he described.
Uh-huh.
They're dragging this net. They catch something in it. And they said this thing put up a struggle. He said eventually it wound up knocking them all down and tearing out the net. They lost their hats. They had flashlights tied to their hard hats so they could see. They lost their hats so they couldn't see. It's at night. But they could see this thing, the rough shape of it, go across the water and get to land and appeared to be running across land towards this tree. And they're like, what is this? So they go running out of the swamp. They get up. They start to get close to it.
They were going after it?
There's four of them. And
tough guys.
It was more curiosity, he said. He says thinking about now it seems stupid, but it was just, what is this thing? Because they could just make a general shape out of it. It didn't appear to be man-like or bird-like. They just couldn't figure out what it was. So he said they got up on land, and they started, a couple of them froze, decided, no, this is enough. But two of them kept walking towards it. It then proceeded towards a tree, appeared from what they said it climbed the tree like a person would. It appeared to have hands and
yeah.
feet. Climbs the tree. There's one, well, at this point, the other guy dropped out. The one guy is brave enough or nutty enough to climb after it. He's way behind it. It gets up to the top. He gets about two-thirds to the top, and he said it flew away at that point.
It flew away.
And he says, you know, I've lived in these swamps in this area all my life. He says, I can't account for it. He goes, maybe it was flying when it went to the tree and it wasn't running. He said, to us, it looked like it was walking across the ground. He says, and it sure looked to us like it was climbing the tree like a person would. He says, but even if you account for that, he says, it flew away. What was it doing in the water in the first place?
I know it. What a story.
Yeah, I'm
Can you imagine what this thing looks like? Sounds like almost like a Mothman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm kind of curious if any other listeners call in, maybe it's some sort of weird stork or something.
Do you believe this guy?
The best I know, knowing him, he doesn't go around telling stories. It's been 10 years. I've never heard him recount. As far as I know, the only explanation I have is that maybe they misinterpreted it. It was at night. They lost the hats. Maybe it was just a bird and it flew across the ground and kind of flew up the tree. But he says to them it looked like it walked.
Well, even if it did, it was one heck of a big bird, right?
Yeah, it did knock all four of them down.